Well, the genocide in Rwanda took place in 1994, but it haunts the global consciousness even today. And now that complex story from Africa is once again being retold and re-examined here in Toronto. It's been dramatized in a play called The Overwhelming, which opened last night at the Berkeley Theatre downstairs. Our theatre critic Lynn Slotkin is here to tell us how the real-life drama translates to the stage, and she's here with her review. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Karen.
Briefly, remind us, what is the background context for the play? Do they look at a specific time, or how do they handle it?
Let me give you the background. They do handle a specific time. Since 1916, Rwanda has been either under siege from outside forces or had civil war between the resident Hutus and Tutsis. There is really no difference between these two peoples except social class. That's the only thing that makes them different. The Tutsis at that time were considered the elite class, and the Hutus were considered marginalized. Through Rwanda's history, either one of or the other was in power, with the one in power attacking, slaughtering the other. In the play, The Overwhelming, it covers the time in 1994 leading up to what is known as the Rwandan genocide, when militant Hutus massacred between 800,000 and 1 million Tutsis and moderate Hutus over 100 days. That's just, you know, that's mind-boggling, shortness of the time.
And what's the story in this play?
The play was written by J.T. Rogers, and it's about Jack Exley, who is an American professor of political science, and he's come to Rwanda to research a book on his friend Joseph Gasana, a doctor treating children with AIDS in that country. Jack needs the opportunity because he has been denied tenure in the States, and this book is his way of getting to it, getting tenure. The only problem is that Joseph has disappeared. No one at the hospital where he works has ever heard of him, they say. And Jack, you know, frantically goes from the police to other authorities trying to find him with no luck. Jack has also brought his family with him, his wife Linda, a writer, and his 17-year-old son Jeffrey. All of them are caught up in the swirl of the political upheaval in that country. When Jack does learn about Joseph and his situation, Jack gets a sense of the impending danger he and his family and his friend are in. Joseph is a Tutsi and therefore a marked man. And I think J.T. Rogers handles the complexity of the animosity between Hutus and Tutsis very well.
How does he handle this?
Well, he distills the situation without making it simplistic. In one scene, a Rwandan woman is selling cabbages. She's joking with a pleasant Rwandan man. Linda, the wife, wants to buy a cabbage from the woman. The man says, no. He's saying this in English so the woman doesn't hear it, doesn't understand. He says no because the woman is a, quote, a filthy Tutsi whore and her cabbages are poison. So the play is full of small, chilling scenes like that. You know, and I love how Rogers creates a Kafkaesque situation in which Jack tries frantically to find Joseph by going from one agency to another, and he either hits a brick wall or is told to forget the situation altogether. In the play, the Rwandans are wily, politically astute, charming, and deadly. Next to them, both Jack and Linda are naive, almost to the point of being stupid. Jack is a political scientist and yet seems surprised at the escalating political situation in Rwanda. Linda fancies herself a writer who is going to do articles on the place, yet believes everything she's told by her charming but complicit guide without question. Making them stupid seems like overkill to me, but the play is so good it doesn't damage our opinions of it.
So does the production do the play justice?
For the most part, I think it does. Studio 180 is producing The Overwhelming, and I love their edgy, challenging work. They did Stuff Happens. They did the Arab-Israeli cookbook. Director Joel Greenberg has created a fast-paced production, especially in Act 2, that gets the audience right into the action. Scenes are swift, they're smooth, often very tight. If I have a concern, it's that key scenes are not as clearly established as they should be. If one character is protecting another from brutality of a third character and then gives up that person to be brutalized or worse, I have to to clearly see why he's doing that. This isn't as clear or as focused as it should be in this production. We can have pandemonium, but it must be clearly shaped pandemonium. The acting is generally very strong, as Jack, David Storch, is appropriately concerned, confused, and more distraught at a situation he can't comprehend. And as Joseph Gasana, Nigel Sean Williams shows us a courtly man sinking deeper and deeper into the harrowing abyss. It's fine work from both actors. The Overwhelming is an important play done by an important theater company, and I really think it's worth seeing.
Great. Thanks for telling us about it, Lynn, as always.